You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstraete. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap, the podcast from the Red Sox Over the Monster Podcast Network that reviews the series that just ended and previews the series that's about to start, coming off of a 3-4 against the Twins. The Red Sox are off to a hot start. Shelley, so far, this has been a lot more fun to do this year.
100%. I was thinking about it today, and I'm just like, knowing that, you know, I have to, you know, record this podcast and the Red Sox on deck, and I'm like, yeah, this is so much better than it was last year. Like, we don't have to talk about, like, bad pitching so far. And just everything, it's so much more enjoyable.
Sure is. I am your host, Keaton DeRocher. You just heard Shelley Verstraete. And we will be going through each game of the Twins series and then get you primed for a four-game set against the White Sox. That is going to be another real fun matchup. But first, before we dive into all that, presenting sponsor of today's pod is Fifth Element. Fifth Element is ultra-high milligram CBD focused on relief and recovery after a workout. They are specially designed for people with an active lifestyle, from weekend warriors to professional athletes to bucket list gym enthusiasts. Fifth Element, also known as 5E, is full-spectrum high milligram hemp to help you whenever, wherever you need it, whether it's after the gym or after work. Get yours today, feel better tomorrow, by visiting 5ehemp.com and use the code MONSTER to get 50% off. Yes, you heard that right, 50% half off. That's 5ehemp.com and use the code MONSTER. Go to 5ehemp.com and get 50% off. That's the number 5, the letter ehemp.com. Diving on in. First matchup, Red Sox and Twins. Martin Perez versus Jay Happ. Sox get the win 4-2. Nice little snow game for the Sox. That was fun. It's a nice little aesthetic there. Perez really struggled in the first, but settled down. Was able to go 5 innings while giving up 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 2 Ks. Not his best, but Devers and Renfro both went deep. Renfro kind of waking up a bit in this series. And Bobby Bouncy Balls was the winner, going 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Nice to see him get going. Shelley, first, what was your impression of Perez there? Just kind of get what you expected, and what did you think of the Sox performance?
Yeah, I don't really know what to think with Perez. I'm glad I just wasn't pitching out there because it looked, I mean, you know, you had like all of the like snow squalls going in and it looked absolutely miserable. I think the high was like 35. So, I mean, I'm not the biggest Perez fan, but, you know, just he managed to kind of guts it out and just put, you know, some, you know, good innings there together outside of that first inning. So I think it was okay. Again, like any pitcher in that type of environment, you know, you hat tip them there because, you know, you can't really grip a ball there. But I thought it was a, you know, an okay start for Perez.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of feel like we got what, you know, this is the kind of numbers he's going to put up. And with the offense that the Red Sox have, you know, 5 innings, 2 runs should be enough. And yeah, it was especially nice to see Renfro and Bobby get going there. Game 2, Eovaldi versus Maeda in the first game of a doubleheader. Eovaldi didn't look as sharp, but he also didn't have to be as the Red Sox jumped on Maeda early and were able to kind of ride that out to their 8th consecutive win at this point. Eovaldi went 5, 3 Ks, no walks, 2 earned runs. Cordero went 1-for-2, scored a run in this game. Cordero is kind of like quietly put together a pretty decent season so far, or start to the season, hitting over 300. A lot of strikeouts, though. Are you concerned about the amount of strikeouts? Do you feel like he's due for a regression here at some point, or do you think this is something that he can, you know, scale the strikeouts back and kind of keep the momentum going?
Yeah, I am a bit concerned about the strikeouts. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the trade because I'm just like, I don't really know what we, you know, really should expect when it comes to Cordero, because, I mean, he's always been injured and all that stuff. But when he does hit the ball, like, I'm really excited. Like, he went 1-for-2. He has a, you know, above 300 average, even with that high strikeout rate. So he's definitely doing better than what I am expecting. So just as long as he can stay on the field, I've been impressed with what he's done.
Yeah. And it was nice to see through the first couple of games here that it was really the bottom of the lineup that kind of got things going and propelled them to the victories, which is not something that we've really seen from the Red Sox team like this, where they can get runs anywhere in the lineup to win a game when, you know, one half is struggling versus the other. So
yeah.
Nice to see. Game 2 of the doubleheader was Eduardo Rodriguez getting his second start of the season versus Jose Berrios. Rodriguez looked pretty good. 5 innings, 5 strikeouts. Berrios looked great before he ran into trouble in the first, and the offense exploded. Verdugo went 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Devers 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And they got their 9th consecutive win. What did you see from Rodriguez here, kind of building off of that first start?
He just looks solid. I mean, he didn't look like overbearing or overpowerful or whatever, but he just looked like super solid, and just kind of like that guy that you can just count on. He didn't look like his like 2019 self. But I still like what I saw. And knowing what he came through in like 2020, I'm totally fine with this, because I mean the Twins lineup is absolutely legit. I mean, I know that we won, you know, 3 out of 4 against the Twins, but that lineup is still really, really good. And knowing that, you know, he still made it through 5, struck out 5, didn't walk anyone, it was a really good outing for him, I thought.
I agree. It was really nice to see him build on that. I think the hesitancy with dead arm is that it's like it kind of can come back like at any time here. You're just going to have to work through it. Mm-hmm. So I was expecting him to have a better start, but there's all like at any point it could have kind of crept up and he could have just kind of lost it. So it's actually I feel really confident with him having 2 pretty solid starts here that, you know, he may have worked through that. Maybe he's not out of the woods quite yet, but it's really great to see that whatever issue he had, where he missed a bunch of time in spring training, had to push his start to the season back. These 2 really good starts here give me a lot of confidence that, you know, he's going to be the Erod we know going forward. Mm-hmm. Game four happened earlier today. As we know, all good things must come to an end. Red Sox fell 4-3 in game four. Richards versus Pineda. Richards went 5 innings, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, 2 earned runs. The Sox offense managed only 4 hits on the day. Verdugo had the biggest damage in the eighth with a bases-clearing double and a 10-pitch at bat. Ottavino was unable to keep the game tied in the ninth. Max Kepler's single drove in Arise.
Yes.
To win the game. I almost said Arauz, and I was like, no, that wrong team. Richards looked pretty good today. He was shaky at times, but to me, he pitched kind of better than the circumstances. Dahlbeck's error that led to the 2 earned runs really extended an inning for him that could have put away earlier and then kept the pitch count down. But to me, Richards has looked better each of his 3 starts here, and I'm hoping that that is going to continue.
Yeah. I mean, any start that, honestly, that he's probably going to do this year is better than that first one, you know? So, yeah, he looked okay today. And, you know, surprisingly, the offense just really could not get to Pineda today. I mean, like, the past, you know, couple games, like, you just expected the offense to just, like, really explode. But it just didn't. And that happens. And I guess maybe I'm feeling, like, totally okay with it because they just won 9 straight. So I'm like, oh, yeah, they just lost one. It's okay. But that Verdugo at bat, I was watching. I had my little iPad set up when I was working at my desk today. And it was just so great just to see him just, you know, foul off a pitch, foul off a pitch, foul off a pitch. And then just hit that double to just tie it. And it was really, really great. So that was a really good Verdugo bet. You know, in the end, we still lost, but I'm still okay. We just came off a 9-game winning streak, so I can't really poo-poo on anything.
Yeah. And I think what was kind of to put a like bookends on it, we saw, you know, the bottom of the lineup carry the Sox to win or two in the beginning of the series, but then the bottom of the lineup ended up stranding. The Red Sox as a team stranded 14 runners on base, and the bottom of the order stranded 11. So that's tough, but it feels like the guys that are hit or miss seems like it's a little too on the nose, but inconsistent or yeah, go big or go home guys at the bottom of the lineup. Those are the kind of things that you can run into. And when you're running into a guy like Pineda today, just had really good stuff. And just kind of had control from the get-go. And then you run into guys that are, you know, your lotto tickets at the end. And that's kind of something that can happen. It's just a bummer when it's in a close game like that, where if they were able to get one or two across, then, you know, it changes the entire landscape. But
yeah.
Another encouraging sign in this game was Garrett Richards' velocity was up in the start compared to his previous 2 starts. It was closer to his career average of 95 on his fastball. A bunch, upper 93s, 94. So it feels like whatever issues he has, maybe he's kind of working those out a bit, but that's something that is definitely worth monitoring going forward. But it was nice to see that up a tick in this start. Who is your MVP of the series? I feel like we've got a lot of guys to choose from.
Oh, geez. I'm going to go with Devers. He totally just went off. I think he hit, 3 home runs in this series, something like that. Yeah, I'm going to go with Raffy Devers.
I'm going to go with Devers, too. I thought about Verdugo.
Yeah.
Because he did have a really strong end of the series.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Devers was really strong the whole way. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll preview the 4-game series against the White Sox.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
And that is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Alrighty, this seems like it's going to be a tough series here with the White Sox. Pitching matchups, we have Nick Pivetta versus Dylan Cease, Tanner Houck versus Dallas Keuchel, Martin Perez versus Giolito, and Eovaldi versus Rodon. Rodon, of course, just threw a no-hitter last night. So, what are you expecting to see here from these pitching matchups? Seems like Perez is drawing the short straw again.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel bad for him. Like, when I was putting this pre-pro together and I'm just, like, typing it, I'm like, ooh, Perez. Oh, Giolito. Oh, geez. I am really excited about this series. I really like the White Sox team. I love their pitching, just everything about them, their team. It should be a really, really fun series. That third matchup on Sunday, Perez and Giolito, that's going to be tough. But all of them should be interesting. Like, Pivetta has looked good this year so far, and so has Cease. And it's just going to be a fun series.
It sure is. It's I think it's kind of nice to see Houck coming back here and getting another start, as the minor league season is still yet to begin or really kind of get going there. So nice to see that he's just not going to stay cold. Tim Anderson for the White Sox going through their lineup, batting champion for the American League. Return to the lineup, so the Red Sox are going to get to see him for the whole series, which is, you know, it's great for viewing, but difficult on the team. Lou Bob, super fun. Yermin Mercedes is on fire. Andrew Vaughn is also going to start and see at bats every day. This is a lineup that can do some serious damage. And then on top of that, guys that you didn't really maybe expect to be doing things, like tied for the team lead in home runs is Adam Eaton. Didn't see that coming.
Nope.
They still got Jose Abreu, old friend Yon Moncada. This is going to be a real tough out, 1-9. And coming off of, you know, a tough fought series with Minnesota, this is just going to be another fun one to watch.
Agreed. I mean, both lineups are absolute stacked. And, you know, the Red Sox have just, their offense has just been on fire. So, I mean, I'm glad I'm not a White Sox pitcher to go up against these guys. But the same for, you know, the Red Sox. Like, that lineup is just crazy, filled with just talented players. I'm really excited to see your man Mercedes. I just hope I don't see too many home runs.
Yeah.
But, this is just going to be just an absolute fun series.
Sure is. What is your prediction, MVP and series results?
Oh boy. I'm gonna go 2-2. Just split down the middle, because I have no idea who's gonna win. But I guess MVP. I'm gonna go with Verdugo. For MVP. Like, he's just really, he really turned it on, like, those last two games with the Twins, and he's, like, totally feeling it. So I'm just thinking that he's going to have, you know, a really good series at the plate, have some, like, really awesome catches in the outfield. So I'm going for Verdugo.
Yeah, I really want to pick the Red Sox to win 3 out of 4, but the pitching matchups are actually way tougher
yeah.
to, like, predict. Yeah. Like, the way they lined up is a tough lineup for the Red Sox, so I feel like a split seems pretty fair.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go with Bogarts, just because I feel like he's been like on the verge of like having that breakout and hitting a home run or two, but just hasn't quite got there yet. So, and I'm hoping he'll hit his stride here with the White Sox. Right now, the White Sox and Twins are tied for last in the AL Central at 6-7. However, the Royals are first at 6-4. So the Indians are 7-5. That entire division is essentially separated by a game. So kind of weird to see the White Sox and Twins at the bottom, Royals at the top. But things, I mean, in four more games, this thing could look totally different. But what is undeniable is the Boston Red Sox have the best record in the American League and are the hottest team in baseball at the moment heading into this game. So going to be a real fun series. Join us again on Tuesday, because this is a four-game series going on Monday, where we will review this series and preview another four-game series that the Red Sox will have. Or, sorry, short two-game series against the Blue Jays before more four-game series later. So thanks for listening. You can find Shelly and I at Over the Monster, where we write about some stuff sometimes. And then also on Twitter, you can find me at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at Shelly_V_643. Thanks for listening.